Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready. I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
Three, two, one.
Now, here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
According to AAA, 700 million Americans still plan to travel this summer despite pandemic fears. Are you one of them? Well, joining us by phone to talk about how to stay safe and healthy while traveling is Dr. Nick Fusco. Dr. Fusco is an ER physician at Osceola Regional Medical Center. Dr. Fusco, thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Hey there, Michael. Thank you for having me.
All right, this is part of the new normal. We're just used to traveling, just used to getting on a plane, and we were complaining about the security we have to go through. You know, it seems like only yesterday that seemed like to be the biggest problem. Now we have a pandemic. How do we stay safe while traveling, doctor?
I mean, the biggest thing I think is, you know, I would discourage air travel if at all possible. And I think if you are going to want to travel with your family, I think this will kind of help us reconnect with the outdoors, maybe, you know, take a road trip to where it's just your family unit, or, you know, rent an RV if that's something within your budget to kind of keep the coming into contact with others at a minimum.
Well, let's talk about air travel since, you know, it's a habit that's hard to break for some people, and some people need to do it for their job. What is the latest on whether the virus is circulated through, you know, air vents or air conditioning?
So as of right now, we're treating it more as a droplet kind of spread, where this is where wearing your mask is paramount. And even thinking about adding on face shields during travel just to kind of spread if anyone coughs without wearing their mask because they're eating and you're walking by that restaurant, just to prevent any kind of droplet spread at this time. And very, very diligent hand washing, making sure you're not touching your face, your mouth, or anything around your nose, just to prevent any kind of spread by accident.
So, you know, because I read something this morning about, you know, maybe air conditioning spreading the virus.
Could be like an aerosol component. You know, a lot of these planes could have HEPA filters within inside the airplanes. So depending on if they have those HEPA filters installed and they're using them appropriately, the air circulating through the actual planes may not be too big of an issue, especially if people are wearing their masks on the plane to prevent any droplets to circulate within the air. And I'm not sure about what they have in the actual airports.
So rule of thumb is you can avoid traveling by air, do it, right?
That would be my recommendation, yeah.
Okay. All right, so let's talk about just general traveling around. Now, you know, obviously mask wearing is what we want to do. Let's talk about the masks for a second. You know, you see everybody around with cloth masks or bandanas or, you know, even paper ones. What is your take on what's the best kind?
So I think the best kind is any kind if you can't get a hold of something like a procedure mask or, you know, an N95, as those are used heavily in the medical field within the hospital system itself. But any mask is better than no mask. So do what you can within the community, even if it's just something as simple as a cloth mask or even a bandana if you can't get an actual mask.
What about reusing them? I know, you know, some folks just keep it in their pocket forever.
So I think as long as maybe if it's like a cloth mask, for example, you use it during the day. Every few days, if you wash it or maybe even just sanitize with either, you know, like a bleach bath or something and let it air dry, and maybe have a couple of masks that you kind of cycle through, as long as you regularly clean them. I think using them for a few days in a row until cleaning them isn't a bad idea.
Is there any truth to what I've heard about, you know, if you wear masks all the time, it decreases your oxygen intake and it kind of can mess with your consciousness. Is that true?
That is absolutely not true. That is a big myth that you're seeing a lot on social media these days. But no, the wearing a mask does not decrease your oxygen level. It does not increase your CO2 level. Healthcare workers all around the country are wearing masks for many, many hours a day. Even, you know, before this, you know, your surgeons are wearing these operative masks in the OR doing your surgery, and they have not had any issues ever.
All right, and then let's talk about hand sanitizer versus soap. Which is better?
I think the classic soap and water is always going to be the better option, but that's not to say hand sanitizer is not a great alternative as well. Depending on, you know, what your kind of schedule's like, how you're moving in between, you know, whatever you're doing, hand sanitizer is a great mobile option and is something that I use every day in the emergency department. But I do take some time to wash my hands with soap and water occasionally, once every couple hours, just to make sure that they're very clean.
All right, let's get back to the travel part of this. The next question is about prescriptions, something that people forget about when they travel. Maybe, you know, they don't bring enough, or maybe they store it incorrectly. First of all, let's talk about bringing them. How should you bring them? You shouldn't just get a bag and dump all your pills in it, right?
Absolutely not. I think bringing the pill bottles is probably the safest option. I do know that some people are on multiple medications, but either buying like an organizer and labeling what pills are which, or if you're able to bring the pill bottles that has the instructions on them as well, will make your life much easier in both storage as well as remembering how and when to take those medications.
How would you get a prescription filled on the road? Now, that might be a stupid question because I don't have any prescriptions, but is it more difficult, or like if you're out of state?
It can be slightly more difficult depending on what pharmacy you use, and if their pharmacies are available in those states, it might be a little bit easier to transfer those prescriptions, like say from like a Walgreens to a Walgreens or a Publix to a Publix, as long as the prescription has already been written and filled at the original pharmacy within the state of practice of the physician. The best thing to do would be, you know, if you're going to plan a trip, touch base with your doctor and have them give you a fresh prescription, if possible, that you can fill right before your travel date.
All right, you mentioned something earlier about traveling, about, you know, having to do kind of a different kind of traveling, maybe getting in the RV or going camping, and maybe you've never done that before, and maybe you're out in the woods somewhere. What kind of a first aid kit should you bring, like, to a camping thing as opposed to just having in the car when you're traveling?
Yeah, sure. I mean, camping, you are outdoors, you are exposed to different flora and fauna. There's always a potential for injury, and even things like allergic reactions. So, you know, bringing bandages, bringing gauze, antiseptic creams, any kind of, you know, like over-the-counter pain medication like Tylenol or Advil, any kind of tweezers, scissors, either like a pocket knife to help kind of cut those gauzes and things if you do get a cut or a scrape, antihistamines for any kind of allergic reactions that you may have. Do you have known allergic reactions and you are prescribed an EpiPen from a physician, make sure you bring that as well. And as we kind of talked about before, any kind of prescription medications that you may have and need, depending on how long you're going traveling for.
Well, that's a lot of stuff to remember. Like if you've got a lot of prescriptions or, you know, you need an EpiPen, because when, you know, when I travel, I just bring the basics, aspirin and Tylenol, that kind of thing. But I guess organization is the best thing to do here, right?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, to be safe, you have to plan, you know, plan ahead. That's the biggest thing. If you'd rather have something and not need it than need it and not have it is something I kind of refer to a lot at work.
I like that. Since we're in hurricane season right now, is it possible to get prescriptions? And maybe this is good for the pandemic as well. Is it still possible to get prescriptions, you know, 60 or 90 days supply?
It's definitely still possible. And just from experience, even a lot of insurance companies will prefer you to get those prolonged prescriptions in order to even have them covered by the insurance.
Oh, really? I just thought maybe they'd say, well, it's too many. You can't have that much stuff hanging around.
I mean, clearly it depends on the type of medication, but for, you know, things like for medical conditions such as high blood pressure, diabetes, typically they will fill those 90-day prescriptions without a problem.
Well, that's good to know because, you know, sometimes you, again, you forget or you're out someplace and, you know, you're kind of out of luck that way. All right, so it's good to have a go bag, right, with you. And during hurricane season, what are some things that you would think that people might forget, maybe like for kids and things like that?
So for kids, it's kind of funny enough, but batteries. You never realize how many toys take a lot of batteries. And during a hurricane, if you're stuck up in the house and the power goes out and you're not able to charge anything and something is battery powered, that could save you a lot of headache from trying to entertain your kids and making sure they're happy as well.
That's like people say, what does that got to do with health?
It's a lot of mental health.
Exactly. Keep the kiddos happy, right? All right, so if you break a bone, you break a limb, what should you do? I mean, you know, everybody has these books about survival. What should you do there?
So, you know, if you have like a questionable fracture or an obvious fracture where you have like an open wound with a bone sticking out, the biggest thing is immobilization. So, you know, these ACE bandages and things that, you know, those stretchy bandages that you should bring with you in your kit, that can be used with like a straight stick or some kind of object that'll hold under some pressure that could be wrapped around the extremity or whatever is broken to stabilize it. And that not only helps with keeping things aligned, particularly if you're trying to move to a safer area, but also for pain control, because that broken bone is not moving as much, particularly when you're trying to get to a different area. And I can't stress enough that making sure that you have a way of communication, either with a cell phone or you have left a plan with a close friend so they know where you're at. If they don't hear from you for, you know, amount of time, that it kind of signals to them that maybe there's something that you may need help with.
So again, it's an ounce of prevention, right?
Correct. Yeah, it's always about being prepared, whether that be the materials that you bring with you on your trip or just, you know, leaving a schedule with a trusted person to, you know, if you don't hear from me in X amount of days, you know, there's something that could have gone wrong and I may need your help.
All right. So it's not out of the question to take a sort of a breather from the pandemic and go on a little trip. Like you said, as long as you kind of social distance yourself. But be prepared medically with all the things that you need, especially now, because you might find yourself going maybe to a hospital in some place you've never been before, and they're kind of busy with the pandemic, right?
Yeah, of course. We definitely are busy with people with concerns of the coronavirus, but that definitely shouldn't stop people from getting care should they need it. We have a lot of safeguards in place to make sure that if people are suspected of having the coronavirus, that they're separated from those who may not have it, and we try to take care of everyone as quickly and as efficiently and as safely as possible.
All right, so there you have it. If you're planning on doing some traveling before the summer goes away, just make sure you're prepared, and maybe extra prepared because we have the pandemic going around. Just use your social distancing and your travel emergency kit, and everything should be fine. All right, so Dr. Nick Fusco, thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.